This meeting of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will now come to order. It is 10:18 on Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. We are in Capitol Room 124. Members present include Representative Gray, Representative Hall, Representative Fields, and myself, Representative Eichheit, Chair. That the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please remember to silence your cell phones for the meeting. I'd like to extend a thank you to Cal Brown from House Records and Zach Lawhorn from the Juno LIO for staffing our committee meetings, along with my excellent staff to this committee, Sophie Weiser. This should be a quick one today. We only have one item on the agenda. That agenda item is House Joint Resolution 13, urging the President of the United States to expand evacuation efforts for applicants with approved special immigrant visas, including resumption of evacuation flights organized by the Coordinator for Afghan Relocation Efforts, urging the United States Department of State to secure legal protections and humanitarian assistance for special immigrant visa applicants, and requesting that United States Secretary of State provide a report to Congress regarding efforts to reinstate evacuation flights for applicants with approved special immigrant visas. And this is from Representative Stapp. This is the second hearing of HJR 13. We have noticed public testimony, so I will open up public testimony at this time. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify on HJR 13? Seeing no one in the room, we will go online. I see no one online wishing to testify, so I will now close public testimony on HJR 13. We had set an amendment deadline after the first hearing of HJR 13. We received one amendment by Representative Gray. The sponsor of the amendment has provided an updated version to the original amendment, which should be on the desk in front of you as Amendment I.2.
Chair, I would like to move Amendment I.2.
I will object for purposes of discussion. Representative Gray, would you like to speak to your amendment at all?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. As of June 30th, 2024, the Department of State and the Department of Homeland Security estimate over 130,000 pending special immigrant visas. While this alone is troubling, they also conclude that the total number is likely higher due to reporting deficiencies within the system. People who rightfully qualify for benefits are not receiving them because of government inefficiency and mismanagement. We need to be hiring more people to work there. I send this message specifically out to the federal government and to people like Elon Musk who are firing people. We need more people because we're not able to process the number of applicants that we currently have. It's essential that we add this section. What this amendment does is basically urge that the people who process these visas, which is the Department of Homeland Security, process them in a timely manner. They've got 130,000 to get through. That's what this amendment does. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Gray. Representative Stapp could not be here, but his staffer, Henry Thompson, is here. Henry, can you put yourself on your record, and do you want to give your thoughts on Representative Gray's amendment?
Thank you. For the record, this is Henry Thompson, staff to Representative Stapp. So I know I have spoken with the sponsor of this amendment, and he's indicated that this is a friendly amendment as far as reducing the processing times of the SIVs.
Thank you for that, Henry. So I will remove my objection. Seeing no more objection, Amendment I.2 to House Joint Resolution 13 is adopted. We receive no more amendments. Would the sponsor of the bill like to give any final remarks? Henry, would you, on behalf of Representative Stapp, like to give any final remarks on HJR 13?
Well, I thank you to the chair. Obviously not as the representative, just to reiterate sort of the function of this bill, there is an SIV program that hopes to provide for translators and people who worked on behalf of the American government in the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. It provides for them transport and citizenship back into the United States. which would provide them the comfort and the promises that they were granted, given the extreme risks that they took. So it's just, I know the representative is thankful that you're hearing the bill, and that's all.
Thank you, Henry. Any questions for the sponsor before we take our final action? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to move the resolution from committee.
Chair Eichheit, I move House Joint Resolution 13, Work Order 34-LS0710/I from committee as amended with the individual recommendations and accompanying zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objection, House Joint Resolution 13 is reported out of committee as amended with individual recommendations and accompanied zero fiscal note. That concludes our agenda for today. I request that the members of the committee please stay after we adjourn to sign the committee report. We will be meeting on Thursday at 10:15 a.m. to hear House Bill 158 on professional licensing and temporary licenses by the governor. This meeting of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs is adjourned at 10:24 a.m.